in the case of housing, social housing, a lot of the problem is because of the programs which were requested by the local authorities, the local politicians, the local planners, because there was this great problem of building huge numbers of housing. I'm talking about the 60s and 70s, huge numbers of housing to accommodate enormous populations, the new towns and so on. All of that has declined in recent time because, in a sense, England's a bit overbuilt. But in the 50s and 60s, one was responding there to the requirement by politicians for building thousands of two-bedroom or three-bedroom units. I think in retrospect it was the programs which were primarily wrong. The notion that you can build prefabricated, repetitive housing of identical units in large chunks of thousands of units has kind of produced the kind of the bad social housing which is so criticized nowadays and has produced bad social responses. And I think that the real basis of that lies with the politicians, that in ordering up huge numbers of repetitive housing, it was really not politically very perceptive somehow. Of course, it was all to do with the business of building the maximum for the minimum, maximum numbers for the minimum cost. And from that kind of ethic, we have the situation we now have today. I think that, of course, has recently changed. I think local authorities, etc., are not doing that anymore, but the lesson has been learned a bit late.
Did all that start, though, with some popular simplification or perhaps even misconception of what was taken to be some architectural truth of the pre-war years? Had somebody been reading a book which defined social housing policy for years afterwards?
It was part of the modern movement ethic that you could build mass-produced repetitive housing and that you should build it because the modern movement, of course, was left-wing in its inspiration to a degree. And they also had the notion that you had to build the maximum for the minimum. The problem here was that the minimum really was a minimum. It was an economic, it was a budget minimum. And it lost its ideology. If you look at the kind of mass housing proposals put out by the pioneers of the modern movement, there was always a degree of poetry and kind of ideology and kind of Brave New World aspect to those schemes, which never actually carried through into the reality in this country where the budget minimum was the real constraint.